the bona fide employer.
Yes, what we are planning to do, it's a question of recruiting and seeking for recognition agreement. We have already made some arrangement that during the time of takeover, we shall be able to identify those areas which have been concessioned or which have been outsourced, and we shall move right away and recruit them. After recruiting the members, seeking for recognition might not be a problem, so long as we have the required number, the minimum number required.
Well, most of the employers nowadays are using the concept of contract labor and casualization. How does it reflect in Kenya Railways?
That one might not apply because, as I've told you earlier, people will be, those one who are going to be taken on, or those one who will remain with Rift Valley, will be taken on under the present terms and conditions of service, which does not include contract service. Contract service is not anywhere in our terms and conditions of employment.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, on the outsourced departments, what benefits will those members enjoy from your union?
With the outsourced department, take for example, if we have a central workshop, if it will be outsourced, those people are people working in the railway industry. Railway, for your information, is a unique industry. So those employees cannot be employed elsewhere apart from Kenya Railway. So if they outsource something like a railway training school, they will be training for the railway industry. And we don't have any other training school for railway industry in for that matter in East Africa. But the only railway training institute we have is the Railway Training Institute, which is in Nairobi. There might be some in other places, but they don't have the facilities and they don't have the capacity.
Well, you mentioned like Kenya Railway Training School. What of if you'll have another union coming to claim for representation, since it is a learning institution and Kenya Railway's core business is not training? How will you handle the situation?
Yeah, as I have told you, it is not a training institute to train any other person, but it was meant to train railway workers. And as I've told you earlier, railway industry is a unique industry, just like any other industry, like the shipping industry, the dock workers industry. You don't find them working elsewhere. They cannot work in the railway. So the Railway Institute was meant to train railway workers, or else the people could have been trained elsewhere apart from the Railway Training Institute.
Well, we do understand that there are some of the workers who were retrained in the year 1998, others in the year 2000, yet up to now they have not been paid all their terminal benefits. What are you doing to us to make sure that these employees have been paid their terminal benefits and their lives continue?
It is true, as there were some retrenchments which were done in 1994, 1998, and the year 2000. It is not true that they have not been paid. Everybody has been paid. The whole hue and the cry you hear always is those people who are paid, they thought they were not paid properly, and they went to court. The case in the court, they were claiming that they should have been paid on a higher scale than what they were paid for, and that is why they went to court. They were given an injunction, but they have not been able to move the court. I don't know when they are going to move the court, because Kenya Rail is being privatized in the next 3 weeks. It will be quite unfortunate if they don't do it now. They might not succeed in what their endeavors. Or else, as far as we are concerned, all those people who are not paid have now been paid, and we have no complaint.
So the workers who took the case to court, it was not through, they did not take their case through the union, or they did not take their case to industrial court, rather they took to a commercial court.
Yes, it is true. They never, in fact, in the first place, they never involved us, and most of them were not unionizable employees. Most of them were locomotive drivers who had been graded as management. They were in the management cadres, and that is why they never came to us. But those who are unionizable employees and they came to us, everybody was paid because we had an existing agreement.
Well, now, because you have said that the new management that is going to take up the Kenya Railways might outsource some of the departments, do you foresee it as being another way of killing trade union in the railway union, or how do you